absolute scenes after a 24-year wait. How are you feeling?
Oh, absolutely. That's unbelievable. And it's always going to be the case. Like, you know, Derry were waiting a long, long time for this, and Derry's a really proud football county, so just we're absolutely delighted we can get over the line for people like that out in the field. They just needed that feeling back, you know, so now we're delighted.
What's the difference, do you think, in the last 2-3 years we've really seen Derry football come to the forefront?
We've just prepared at another level, and you know, that was the first building block, and then after that it was just the group of players really committed to each other and, you know, bought into what Rory and Kieran and Peter and Anna and them boys were trying to do, and the players just rode in behind it, and we're starting to get rewards.
And for you personally, you were having a bit of an injury, then you came back in and you came on today in the second half. You kicked a good score. You really made an influence when you came on.
Well, look, it's at this stage in inter-county football, it's no secret now that you need at least 20 men to get over the line on any given day, especially against teams like Donegal. So no, look, I'm delighted to do my part for the team, and whatever I'm asked to do, I'll do that.
And what was it like out there in extra time when it was level and you were holding on to that ball and you were trying to be so patient and take the right opportunity?
Look, that's the way the game goes. It just comes down to really fine margins, really, you know, pivotal moments. And thankfully, boys like Brenton Rogers, Connor Glass, you know, made massive plays throughout that extra time. And look, the character in this group is phenomenal, and fans haven't got to see it, the country hasn't got to see it, but just that's all I can say. The character across that group is someone else. So no, look, we're really delighted, and we'll look to improve for the next day.
And what was said going in for this extra time by Rory Gallagher? I can only imagine what he was like in that dressing room.
Oh no, he was relatively calm, I must say. So no, look, definitely the message was continue doing what you're doing, and you know, continue doing what we're doing, try and outwork them, and that's our identity. That's what we pride ourselves in, outworking the opposition, and that was the focus. So we kept it really simple, and thankfully got over the line.
Because he's always relatively calm, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. His calmness, exudes calmness, and that sort of just spreads out through the group. And now we're really delighted to have that from the management.
And the last question is, where can this Derry team go?
We really enjoy tonight. We'll really enjoy what we've achieved so far. But look, what we're focused on, whether it's an Ulster Championship or not, we're just focused on fulfilling our potential, and that'll be the goal, and that'll be the aim moving forward. So hopefully we can just continue to improve. We'll knuckle down at next week again to try, and we'll assess who we have, and we'll just plan ahead for that.
And you'll celebrate tonight.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to get a few of my teaching periods covered tomorrow, but we'll see what happens.
Oh God, best of luck. I hope you do.
Thank you.
See you later.